please, oh, please let my mama be all right. Please don't let her die.
Sanitizer, mama is not going to die.
The next thing you know, you'll be blaming me for her accident.
Well, it certainly wasn't my fault.
Well, it wasn't mine.
Well, I hope nobody thinks it was my fault. I didn't know
that. I got hurt. That wasn't mama, was it?
Too tall, too tall.
I got here as quick as I could. What happened to mama?
She's dead.
Well, suppose just one of you tells me what happened.
Whoa,
just one of you. Skeeter?
Okay. Well, we were all in the kitchen with Mama helping her make gooseberry jam. It was steamy as a jungle in there, baby. And the heat was getting to all of us.
I swear I don't know why they can't hold these church bazaars in the dead of winter when people can stand to be in their kitchens.
Lord. Oh. It's a scorcher out there.
Eunice, where in blue blazes have you been?
Just fine, Mama, thank you. And how are you? Ellen?
Eunice?
Eunice, you look like you could use a nice, cool glass of lemonade.
I could use a beer.
At this time of day?
Now, don't you start on me, old lady. I have been stuck out on Route 5 all morning with a busted radiator hose, and the guy from the garage wanted to tow me in, but I said, no, you better tape up that sucker. Because if I am stuck out there with those mason jars and I'm late, my mama would have a hissy fit.
I hope you didn't park your clunker behind my Seville. I have to be out of here in 30 minutes.
It's the first good news I've had all day.
You two put a lid on it. Lord, I can't take you and the gooseberries at the same time.
Are you ready for the sugar now, Miss Harper?
Oh, sugar, Lord, I nearly forgot. Thank you, sweetheart. Well, listen, you better put in 2.5 cups, because these berries don't seem to have much of a kick.
All right.
Ellen, you sure you got these berries from old man Peavy's roadside stand?
I drove all the way out to Route 5 and back this morning, even though they are 15 cents a pint cheaper at the supermarket.
Route 5? Did you say Route 5?
So what?
That means you had passed me twice. You never even stopped?
I never even saw you.
Mama, did you hear that? I was out there frying on the highway, and she drove right past me in that air-conditioned Seville of hers. Mama!
Well, these jars are full of spots.
I don't believe you. She left me for dead on the highway, and all you care about is some piddly little spots?
Piddly? These things got more spots than a windshield in Alabama.
Oh! What if I had been hurt? What if I'd been lying there bleeding, and you didn't even stop to check?
I didn't even see you. And take my word, I would know that dress anywhere.
I'm gonna kill you!
No, don't!
Ladies, look, these spots come right off if you rub it with a dish towel. Now, why don't we all sit down and clean these jars?
Well, Naomi, you are one sharp cookie. What in the world would I do without you? Ellen, Eunice, get over here.
Eunice. Well, I don't know when I've had so much fun. I've never done anything like this before.
It's about the only thing you haven't done before.
No, I mean, I'm having an awfully good time.
I am positively giddy.
No, what I mean is that it's just nice to sit around the kitchen like a family. See, I never had any sisters, and my mama wasn't very domestic, so it's a real pleasure for me to sit here in the kitchen with y'all, just making jam and cleaning jars.
Oh, stuff it, Naomi.
Oh, Naomi, what a sweet thought. No wonder I love you best. You're like the daughter I never had. Why is it my own girls can't see the beauty in sharing a warm family moment?
Well, I'm the one that brought the dirty jars. You wouldn't have this warm family moment if it wasn't for me.
Oh, given anything if my own girls had wanted to help me in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, Mama, that is simply not true. You'd never let us near your kitchen. Everything I know about cooking, I learned from Chef Boyardee.
I didn't let you girls in my kitchen because every time I did, you'd either break something or make a mess.
Uh-oh.
I hate to interrupt this warm family moment, but I think the berries are nearly done.
Oh, I believe you're right, Angel. They're starting to bust.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid we're too late. They're starting to stick.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, you're right, sweetie. We're going to have to transfer these to another pot. Pronto, baby, give me that stew pot up there, will you?
She meant me, Eunice.
She said baby.
She never called you baby.
I am baby.
Oh, for heaven's sake, ladies, please now think of Mama's jam.
Oh, butt out.
Oh, what for crying out loud? Somebody give me that pot. Well, what the?
And that's exactly the way it happened, baby, I swear.
Well, Skeeter, you said that just like you're on trial.
Well, she ought to be for perjury.
You don't believe her, do you?
He believes she's a natural blonde.
Well, I swear on my sacred bond of matrimony that it is the truth.
I will tell you what happened, Vinton. Now, it's true, we were in the kitchen, all helping Mama to make the jam. And you know how forgetful the poor dear has become. Well, it was so hot out there and she was really feeling the heat something. Oh.
Lord, it's a scorcher out there.
Miss Warren, blue blazes, have you been?
For your information, Mama, I was almost splattered clear over that highway. Naomi, move it. Ellen, get me a beer.
Of course, Eunice. An accident? Are the jars all right?
What the hell is the matter with you? You've been sniffing them gooseberries? I just told you I spent the whole morning dodging semis across three lanes of public highway.
Well, isn't that dangerous?
Come here. Look at me. Are you in there?
Trying to tell you all that I almost had a fender bender with the angel of death on Route 5.
What time was this, Eunice? Oh,
the clock on my dash said 11:03. Funny how you remember things like that.
That is funny. I was driving out that way myself this morning on the way to Mr. Peavy's, and I didn't see you.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it was 8:03. Maybe it was 12:03. How do I know? I was in shock.
Well, even so, with all that commotion, you'd think I'd see you on the way back.
Well, in that case, Ellen, since you're always right, maybe it didn't happen after all. Maybe I just made the whole thing up.
Well, good Lord, what is this green stuff?
That's the gooseberry jam, Mama.
Well, it can't be, Ellen. Jam tastes good.
Well, so will that as soon as we put in the sugar.
Well, if that old lady gets any worse, we're going to have to call out the Whoopee Squad.
Did you remember to buy the sugar?
Yeah. Here, Eunice, pass that over to Ellen.
Oh, you bird brain, you bought powdered sugar.
Was I supposed to get the liquid?
Tweedledum and Tweedledummer.
Now, how are we going to make jam without sugar?
I know. Let's just forget the whole thing and make fudge.
Yeah.
No, Mama, you'd need sugar for that, too.
Forget it! Forget it! I spent all night polishing up them jars, and I nearly became a stripe out on the highway, and you say forget it?
Well, Eunice, these jars ain't clean. You couldn't get a gopher to set up housekeeping in here.
Those are just water spots from my dishwasher.
Water bugs is more like it.
I found some granulated sugar, Mama.
Oh, Ellen, wasn't you looking for some sugar for something?
For the jam, Mama.
Well, she just found some.
day's been saved.
Good night. Let's just take these dishcloths and clean up those jars.
There is nothing wrong with those jars.
Well, how does this thing work? I've never dried a dry jar before.
I think you stepped off one curb too many.
Hey, looky here, everybody. Looky. If you use a dish towel, these spots rub right off. Where do they go?
Spot heaven, Mama.
Ellen, don't you have a tea dance to go to?
Oh, it's a tea dance, all right, but I'm not going. Mama, what's a tea dance compared to jam day with my family?
Oh, stuff it, Ellen.
No, really, Eunice, I think sometimes our lives get so hectic that we forget about the joy of sharing simple family moments in the warmth of Mama's kitchen.
I know I'm sweating bullets.
Oh, what a sweet thought, Ellen. No wonder I love you best. You are my firstborn and you are my favorite. Should have quit while I was ahead.
Listen. I'll answer the door.
Go to the berries, you nitwit.
This is the moment we've been waiting for. Do I get to stir now?
Mama, I'm afraid it's too late. They're starting to stick.
Oh, I think you're right, sweetie. Well, we're going to transfer these to another pot pronto. Ellen, baby, give me that stew pot up there.
Oh, yeah, Mama. I sure wouldn't want your favorite to break a nail.
Now, you misgive that to me. Now, come on, Mama. Oh, now, please. Will you just give
Oh, are you playing a game? I want to join in. Is this like keep away?
Remember, ladies, remember Mama's jail?
Will you butt out?
Okay.
You just give me that.
No, I'm crying out loud. Somebody give me the pot.
And then we got Mama here just as fast as we could.
You lie like a rug.
You wouldn't know the truth if it bit you on the butt.
Oh, stop it, both of you. Your bickering has already caused one accident today.
Well, there's going to be bloodshed if I don't get to tell what really happened.
Now, Vint, you know how hot it gets in Mama's kitchen. Well, I know tempers was running high because I could hear them fighting as I drove into the driveway. And they was making gooseberry jam, and I was supposed to bring the jars in.
Lord, I swear I don't know why they can't hold these church bazaars in the dead of winter when people can stand to be in their kitchens.
Good morning, everybody!
A warm, wonderful, sunny, happy day.
Look, everybody, my darling Eunice is here. Oh, you sweet thing.
Ellen?
Eunice.
There, Naomi.
Hey there, Eunice Hastrick.
Oh, that polish looks so nice.
Eunice, baby, where have you been? We have just been worried sick.
Oh, Mama, I didn't want to upset you by telling you this, darling, but I was almost killed on the highway, and that's why I'm late. I hope you'll forgive me.
Lord, an accident. Are you all right, Eunice?
Of course I am, sweet thing. And more importantly, so are the jars.
What was it? A rear ender?
No, but you know, it was the funniest thing. I was driving right along Route 5, just pretty as you please, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, this long black Seville come up behind me and bump me right out of my lane and right into the path of a gasoline truck.
Well, good Lord.
Luckily, Mama, I had my wits about me and I was able to pull over to the side to safety.
Take care, Eunice. Next time you might not be so lucky.
Well, now that my darling Eunice is here, I guess we can proceed. What do we do now, sweetie?
Well, I think I ought to taste it.
I think it needs some sugar. Oh.
Naomi, did you remember to buy the sugar?
Oh, I never buy sugar.
You unpredictable little scamp. What is all that?
Well, this is my sugar packet collection. I pick them up in motels. Each and every one has a different name on it.
Arthur's Hideaway and Launderette. You tumble, we dry.
Yeah.
Well, that is disgusting. I can't take jam to a church bazaar made with X-rated sugar.
Now, Mama, I thought ahead just in case, and I brought some sugar. That way you won't have to break up your cute little collection, Naomi.
Plenty more where these came from, honey.
Oh, sweetie, bless your heart, you remembered the sugar. The day is saved.
Oh, well, now, Mama, give credit where credit is due. Everyone here has done their bit.
In a hen's hiney. Naomi ain't done nothing but sit here and polish her nails. And these berries that Ellen brought just ain't up to snuff.
Those are Mr. Peavy's best.
Are you blind? These things are more shriveled up than old man Petey himself. Why can't you two morons take a lesson from Eunice here? Well, look how her jars sparkle like diamonds.
Let me see. Oh, how clumsy.
I've ruined the jars.
Well, this is just one setback too many.
Oh, Mama, don't worry. Just one little rub-a-dub-dub with the dishcloths and they'll all be sparkly as new. Here you are, everybody. Take one and rub.
Oh, group rub sounds like fun.
Isn't it terrific? I just love it. You know, I don't think there's any place in this whole wide world I'd rather be than to be here right now just holding my mama and being in the warmth of her kitchen just rubbing jars with my beloved family.
Oh, stuff it, Eunice.
Oh, Eunice, what a sweet thought. No wonder I love you best. You are my third born and you are my favorite. Third time was a charm.
I am going to be sick. Oh, Lord, it's so hot in this kitchen. Whew, I can practically hear those beads of sweat popping out all over me.
It's the berries, you tramp. They're starting to bust. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Oh, Mama, it's starting to stick.
Oh, good eye, Eunice. Well, we better transfer these to another pot, pronto. Sadie, give me that stew pot there.
Oh, it's always Eunice, baby. Eunice, darling, when does Ellen ever come first with Mama?
Ellen, this is no time for another one of your little tantrums.
No, it is time for Ellen.
Hey, cat fight, cat fight. Let me in.
Give a damn about Mama's jam. Now, put out.
Find out why somebody give me that pot.
What the?
And all because of her love for me, Mama's in a coma.
Miss Harper's ready to go home now.
Oh, doctor, tell me, how is she?
Well, she's still a little groggy. All she needs is to go home and get a little rest.
Oh, thank you so much. We'll take her right home.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on. There's one question we got to get cleared up. Mama, who was it hit you with the pot?
I've never seen any of you people before in my life.
I believe that's the best gooseberry jam you ladies have ever made.
Next time I make jam with you bruisers, I'm gonna wear a football helmet.
Who's gonna help me with these dishes?
I help you, Mama.
Thanks, Benton. Will you hand me that pie?
Sure. Here, catch.
But don't throw my...